The Renaissance Festival Podcast, number 120, Body New Year's Special. Music from The Merry Wives of Windsor, Axel the Sot, The Jolly Rogers, The Brobdingnagian Bards, The Limey Birds, Three Quarter Ale, The Pirates Royale, The Merry Wives of Windsor, Mistress Bod, Queen's Gambit, Bedlam Bards, and Queen Anne's Lace. Brought to you by Celtic Invasion Vacations, your ticket to the experience of a lifetime. Find out more at CelticInvasion.com.
Johnny is a handsome lad and asked me for to wed. And I would marry Johnny, but me father up and said, I am sorry to tell you, daughter, what your mother never knew. But Johnny is a son of mine, and so is kin to you.
The boy that I will marry will be handsome, strong, and tall.
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast. I'm Joe Haydu.
And my name is Mark Gunn.
And we are back once again after a conspicuous absence.
Yes, for 2010.
Indeed.
Brand new year. With some lots of fun body songs for your listening pleasure.
Exactly. Wow. And that first one was The Merry Wives of Windsor with All the Lads in Town from Here's to the Men. You can find out more about them at mwow.net.
And next up is Axel the Sot with Beer is Better Than Women from Tales from the Tavern.
I've sailed the deep oceans. I've been to strange ports. I've seen things you would never believe. And in all of the towns, at the pubs I have found, there's one thing that most men will agree.
Well, beer is better than women. Beer is better, they say. From Belfast to England, to Guam and New Zealand, from Hibbing to Perth and Bombay.
Now a beer doesn't mind if you belch or you fart. A beer doesn't play hard to get. A beer doesn't think the Three Stooges are dumb. A beer's always ready and wet.
Oh, beer is better than women.
Oh, it is.
Beer is better, they say. From Belfast to England, to Guam and New Zealand, from Hibbing to Perth and Bombay.
Well, a beer looks the same in the morning, and a beer that is frigid is best. It won't make you buy tampons when you go to the store or ask how you like the new dress. Oh, beer is better than women. Beer is better, they say. From Belfast to England to Guam and New Zealand, from Hippie to Perth and Bombay. Well, a beer won't get mad if you come home real late or make you put pants on to eat. Wanna try a new kind? Go ahead, it won't mind, 'cause a beer doesn't care if you cheat. Oh, beer is better than women. Beer is better, they say. From Belfast to England to Guam and New Zealand, from Hibbing to Perth and Bombay. Still don't ask who I choose. Either way I would lose. Between beer and women, I think. Without beer I go nuts. And the ironic part, without women, there's no reason to drink. Oh, beer is better than women. Beer is better, they say. From Belfast to England, to Guam and New Zealand, from Hibbing to Perth and Bombay. Everybody! Oh, beer is better than women. I can't hear you, ladies. Beer is better, they say. From Belfast to England, to Guam and New Zealand, from Hibbing to Perth and Bombay. Well, beer is better. Beer is better. Beer is better, they say.
I've traveled all over, and one thing I have found: skinny girls have nothing to wrap your arms around. I've been to every corner of this great big world and found there's nothing better than a curvy, curvy girl. Nothing can compare with the natural curves I love. Even when I'm sleeping, it's curvy girls I dream of. Curvy girls are lovely, curvy girls are great. Curvy girls make me wanna master my own fate. So if you're out there looking, listen to these tips. Find an ample bosom and some child-bearing hips. An hourglass figure with all the curves just right. That's the best thing in the world to keep you warm at night. Nothing can compare with the natural curves I love. Even when I'm sleeping, it's curvy girls I dream of. Curvy girls are lovely, curvy girls are great. Curvy girls make me want to master my own fate. I know those waifish models are what they say are hot, but what I am looking for, those girls they just ain't got. I'll stick with these curvy girls that give me so much joy, and you can keep the models that look like preteen boys. Nothing can compare with the natural curves I love. Even when I'm sleeping, it's curvy girls I dream of. Curvy girls are lovely, curvy girls are great. Curvy girls make me wanna master my own fate. More than a handful's wasted, well I say that's just bull. For I have two good hands and they should both be full. If you want my attention, well here's a sure bet. All you need to do is flash me your curvy silhouette. Nothing can compare with the natural curves I love. Even when I'm sleeping, it's curvy girls I dream of. Curvy girls are lovely, curvy girls are great. Curvy girls make me wanna master my own fate. Nothing can compare with the natural curves I love. Even when I'm sleeping, it's curvy girls I dream of. Curvy girls are lovely, curvy girls are great. Curvy girls make me wanna master.
Violate me in the violet time, in the vilest way that you know. Desecrate, savage me, utterly ravage me, on me no mercy bestow. To the best things in life I am cold and oblivious. Give me a man who is lewd and lascivious. to violate me in the violet time, in the vilest way that you know. Violate me in the violet time, in the vilest way that you know. Deplume me and plunder, rend me asunder, despoil me from head to toe. I'd never go with a man for his money. Just give me one who can shtup like a bunny. To violate me in the violet time, in the vilest way that you know.
In days of old, in a kingdom bold, there lived a fearsome dragon, and the king he was in great distress, and the country's spirits fled.
Is that like a beer?
Until one day there came a knight, he was handsome, bold, and charming, and he slew the dragon with his sword, and a smile that was so disarming, with a hey and a ho and a hey and a nanny no, and a smile that was so disarming. Said the king, I wish to know your name. But the knight said, do not bother, for the name of a knight of the realm says he is the same as any other. Said the king, tonight in my daughter's bed you shall take your leisure, and she'll reward you for your deed with a night of exhausting pleasure. With a hey and a ho and a hey and a nanny no, with a night of exhausting pleasure. One daughter, she had raven hair, a maiden young and chaste, and she slept all night in the pale moonlight, naked to the waist. The other daughter, she was fair, the fairest in the town, and she slept all night in the pale moonlight, naked from her small waist down.
No chastity
with a hey
belt.
And a ho and a hey and a nanny no, naked from her small waist down. Well, the night he spins many an hour behind the castle wall, but the ending to my story here isn't what it seems at all. For neither bed of neither maid was he repaid for his glory, but he slept all night with king instead, for this is a fairy story. With a hey and a ho and a hey and a nanny no, oh, this is a fairy story.
And that was Brobdingnag and Bards with A Fairy Story from A Fair to Remember.
And before that was In Our Cups with the Violet Time from Foolish Pleasure.
And topping it off was the Jolly Roger, the Jolly Rogers with Curvy Girls from Loose Cannons.
I love that song. It's just horribly, yeah, horribly song. Inappropriate and absolutely wonderful. And you can find links to all of these performers in our show notes if you want to check out more details about them.
So I think it's time to get some a little bit of news, because we have a lot of I don't know if we have a lot of news right now. Obviously we haven't been here for a while.
Well,
so
that's partially my fault, really, because right before Thanksgiving I sat down at my computer, hit upload on three shows, and then went away, and really didn't sit back down at my computer again until this evening, to be totally honest, when I noticed that those shows had not uploaded properly. So, well, I was off having a very busy and happy holiday, as I hope all our listeners were. The shows that were supposed to be keeping them company were languishing in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
So, I apologize, and by the time this show hits, all three of those should be up, and everybody should be enjoying them, hopefully.
Yeah, and some people have asked in emails about putting all the shows in one feed. And I'm going to let you know that will be coming very soon, too. We're moving all the shows over to a new server with Farpoint Media, farpointmedia.com. And it's a great organization that's been helping a lot of podcasters out there. And so there's going to be a whole bunch of shows all on one feed. Now, mind you, it might take a while for you to catch up and be able to download a lot of those shows, because we have 120.
We so, have been doing this for 5 years now. This is our fifth year. We started in 2005.
This summer will be the fifth year of the Renaissance Festival podcast. Yeah, wow. Can you believe it? Yeah, time flies. So there you go. We're going to be having lots more shows throughout this year. I'm not entirely sure what all that's going to entail, but we want your feedback. We want you also to drop by to some bands. Tell your bands, any bands you know out there, if you like their music, let them know about the Renaissance Festival podcast. Send them over to our website, renaissancefestivalmusic.com, so that they can send their music in and we can get them played on the show, and we can keep this show as fresh and vibrant as ever and reflecting the current music
and
entertainment
and, you know,
on the Renaissance Festival circuit.
You know, not every band knows about this podcast. I've been to a couple fairs where some of the bands just have never heard of this at all. So yeah. Most of them are pleasantly surprised when I tell them about it, but...
Yeah, exactly. I ran into a couple bands already that I'm hoping we'll get on the show in the future. I'd also like to see about doing some more, you know, interviews and such with bands over the year, as well. And so we're going to see what we can do to pull all that together. But yeah, so expect a lot more music. I think we should go into, let's get some more music right now, and we can come back and talk about some other stuff.
All right. Well,
that's coming.
Coming up next, we have London Town by the Limey Birds from the Naked album.
I used to work in London Town in a merchant store. I thought I did a pretty good job, but I don't work there anymore.
Let's sing that again, girls.
I used to work in London Town in a merchant store. I thought I did a pretty good job, but I don't work there anymore.
Hey, can I start?
Go ahead.
Man came in for a drink one day. I asked her what kind she'd prefer. Liquor, she said. So liquor I did, and I don't work there anymore.
I used to work in London Town in a merchant store. I thought I did a pretty good job, but I don't work there anymore.
Take it, Charity.
A man came in for a chicken one day. I asked him what kind he'd prefer. Pull it, he said. So pull it I did, and I don't work there anymore.
I used to work in London Town in a merchant store. I thought I did a pretty good job, but I don't work there anymore.
All right, I've got one.
A man came in for some fasteners one day. I asked him what kind he'd prefer. Nails, he said. So nail them I did, and I
don't work there anymore. I used to work in London Town in a merchant store. I thought I did a pretty good job, but I don't work there anymore.
A man came in for a bird one day.
I asked him what kind he'd prefer.
Swallow, he said.
So swallow he did, and I don't work there anymore.
Oh, wait, sisters, didn't we get promoted?
Yeah, and I got a pair of diamond earrings.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I got a raise.
Out of what? Ew.
I used to work in London Town in a merchant store. I thought I did a pretty good job, but I don't work there anymore.
One more time.
I don't work there anymore. On unemployment, I don't work there anymore. Now I'm an actor, I don't work there anymore.
Don't work there anymore.
Yeah. Bide, Pete. Bide.
Right, bide.
A lady sits by her own front door waiting on her man, when by there came a lusty smith with his hammer in his hand, saying,
"You are such a maiden fair, all in your robes of red. How will you take me in your arms and have me in your bed?"
"Away, away, you bold blacksmith, what do you do say is wrong? Dost thou think a lass like me can be had for just a song?"
He sang, "Bye, lady, bye, your lust for me don't hide. This dusty smith will be your love, so lay aside your pride. Bye, lady, bye, your lust for me don't hide. This dusty smith will be your love, so lay aside your pride."
So the lady, she took out her wand, held it high in her hand,
into a cloud, saying, catch me if you can.
So the blacksmith shook his hammer, and it turned to a magic stick. And he turned to a lightning bolt for to zap into her quick. He sang,
bye, lady, bye, your lust for me don't hide. This dusty smith will be your law, so lay aside your pride. Bye, lady, bye, your lust for me don't hide. This dusty smith will be your law, so lay aside your pride.
So the lady, she turned into a fish, a swimming in the brook.
So he became a fishing rod for to catch her with his hook.
So the lady, she became a fly and flew up into the air.
So he became a hairy spider to drag her into his lair.
So the lady, she became a rose on a rose bush in the wood.
So he became a bumblebee and he stung her where she stood.
So the lady, she turned into a horse, dark as the night is black.
So he became a golden saddle for to climb up on her back. He sang,
bye, lady, bye, your lust for me don't hide. This dusty smith will be your love, so lay aside your pride. Bye, lady, bye, your lust for me don't hide. This dusty smith will be your love, so lay aside your pride.
Haughty laugh, I'll give you one more try.
So she turned herself into a man and leered upon him good.
He became a bonny lass,
and she took him where he stood.
Bye, lady, bye, your lust for me don't hide. This dusty smith will be your love, so lay aside your pride. Bye, lady, bye, your lust for me don't hide. This dusty smith will be your love, so lay aside your pride.
Jack walked one morning Point Beach up and down. He spied pretty Polly of merry Portsmouth town. As soon as Jack seen her most beautiful face, he hoists his three topsails and to her give chase. To me, riggin' gray, come rattle my riggin' on down. Come rattle my riggin' down Ratcliffe Highway. Jack hailed her in Dutch, and the signal she knew. She backed her main topsail, and for him heaved to. And Jack lowered his jolly boat and pulled alongside. He found Madam's gangway was open and wide. To me, riggin' gray, come rattle my riggin' on down. Come rattle my riggin' down Ratcliffe Highway. Jack entered her cabin and swore, damn her eyes. What was she but a fire ship rigged up in disguise? She set fire to Jack's riggin', likewise to his hull. Now away to the hospital Jack has to scull. To me, riggin' gray, come rattle my riggin' on down. Come rattle my riggin' down Ratcliffe Highway. Set fire to Jack's riggin', likewise to his hull. Now away to the hospital Jack has to scull. With his helm hard a starboard, as he sailed along, his shipmates cried after him, your yardarm is strong. To me, riggin' gray, come rattle my riggin' on down. Come rattle my riggin' down Ratcliffe Highway. Now Jack, he's reached home to Portsmouth at last. He lies on the lower deck among the low class. He lies on his back and he cries out, oh, Lord. And it sounded real sweet, just like that.
Not quite, mate. I mean, we was all there, too. You remember, it was more like a... Oh. And he cries out...
Oh, Wasn't that a stiff breeze when I sprung me main yard? Tummy riggin' gray, come rattle my riggin' on down. Come rattle my riggin' down Ratcliffe Highway.
My husband went to sea 6 long months ago. His fortune, fortune fine, and I long to see him so. And one fine day I met a sailor out on leave. He'd met my husband dear, and this letter he received.
My dearest wife, my dear, I think that we have been at sea for a bit too long, my dear. I now feel wary as the crew calls me Mary, and I sleep each night in fear. Yesterday I caught him staring at the bottom. I'll come back when I can. To fornicate, for sex is great, but not with another man.
Several weeks had passed, I could not remain married, because I lived in fear for my husband's cherry. And to my great relief, good tidings for this day, I met another sailor, and a second letter came.
My dearest wife, my dear, I know that we have been at sea for far too long, I dread, for the pious pastor and the fast quartermaster sleep in the same bunk bed.
I used to like girls. I tickled their bodies and played with their curls. But my girlfriend ran off with a sailor named Bruce. Now you'd never be treated that way by a moose. Moose, moose, I like a moose. I've never had anything quite like a moose. I've had many lovers, my morals are loose. But I've never had anything quite like a moose. Scotsmen are known for their fondness of sheep, but other companions they will also keep. They want you to think that their morals aren't loose, but they'll forget about sheep when they're offered a moose. And it's moose, moose, I like a moose. I've never had anything quite like a moose. I've had many lovers, my morals are loose. But I've never had anything quite like a moose. Whenever I feels I'm in need of a lay, I goes to me cupboard and gets me some hay. I leans at me window and spreads it around, 'cause a moose always comes when there's hay on the ground. And it's moose, moose, I like a moose. I've never had anything quite like a moose. I've had many lovers, my morals are loose, but I've never had anything quite like a moose. I've done it with all sorts of beasties with hair. I'd do it with snakes if their fangs wasn't there. I've had me a chicken, a duck, and a goose, but it just ain't the same as when you're having a moose. And it's moose, moose, I like a moose. I've never had anything quite like a moose. I've had many lovers, my morals are loose, but I've never had anything quite like a moose. Purple gorillas on a Saturday night, lions and tigers, they puts up a fight, but it just ain't the same when you slam their caboose. As a feeling you get when you're humping a moose. That's moose, moose, I like a moose. I've never had anything quite like a moose. I've had many lovers, my morals are loose, but but I've never had anything quite like a moose. I went to the desert a moose for to find. I came back frustrated, near out of my mind. For camels remind me of moose just a bit, but a moose always swallows while camels just... And it's moose, moose, I like a moose. I've never had anything quite like a moose. I've had many lovers, my morals are loose, but I've never had anything quite like a moose. Now I'm old and increasing in my years. No cracks. I looks to me past and I sheds me no tears. I just sits in me chair with a glass of my toast, playing hide the salami with Minnie the Moose. And it's moose, moose, I like a moose. I've never had anything quite like a moose. I've had many lovers, my morals are loose, but I've never had anything quite like a moose. And it's moose, moose, I like a moose. I've never had anything quite like a moose. I've had many lovers, my morals are loose, but I've never had anything quite like a moose. Thank you. All right, Joe, back to work.
There's tunes near and far about Spark and a moose. They're all entertaining and make you feel loose. But nary a song but a certain Scots lad who's seen many offers but very few had. And it's Bruce, Bruce, I like the Bruce. I've never had anything quite like the Bruce. I've had many lovers, once even the moose, but he falls short of standards set well by the Bruce. Twas late in the autumn when thoughts came to pass that Bruce and the moose both long do they last. But later in spring, one fine day at the fair, I realized the Bruce had far less scratchy hair. And it's Bruce, Bruce, I like the Bruce. I've never had anything quite like the Bruce. I've had many lovers, once even the moose, but he falls short of standards set well by the Bruce. Now true, there's a difference that's hard to miss, but the Bruce will not drown you with one little kiss. And bigger is not always better, you'll find, especially when they come at you straight from behind. I went with the Bruce to pick flowers one day. We passed by a church and we stopped for to pray. Now the Bruce has a habit I surely find odd. When I'm on my knees, he's the one calls to God. And it's Bruce, Bruce, I like the Bruce. I've never had anything quite like the Bruce. I've had many lovers, once even the moose, but he falls short of standards set well by the Bruce. At Beltane I saw that the Bruce would be there, so I primped and I prepped with oh so much care. Were dancing in body and loose, but they still screamed, oh God, when they got with the Bruce. Now you may be asking why so down on the moose. Well, it's cause of the furniture, it takes such abuse. And a Scotsman in a kilt is a sighter so sweet, especially when the wind blows and I gets a peek. And it's Bruce, Bruce, I like the Bruce. I've never had anything quite like the Bruce. I've had many lovers, once even a moose, but he falls short of standards set well by the Bruce. And he fell short of standards set well by the Bruce.
That was Queen's Gambit with Moose to Bruce from Off the Board.
And before that was Mistress Bod with The Moose from Give Back My Bordello. And you might have noticed those songs are related.
Nice complimentary set there.
Indeed.
And before that was the Merry Wives of Windsor with Letters from the Sea from their CD, Here's to the Men, Find them at mwow.net.
And I just had to play them twice because both of the songs I think are absolutely fantastic. And Here's to the Men is just so full of off-color songs. It's wonderful. And before that, we had the Pirates Royale with Ratcliffe Highway from Tales from the Brigantine. You can find out more about them at piratewithay.com.
And then topping that off was Three Quarter Ale with Two Magicians from their CD, Three Quarter Ale. And that was a nice long set there. So, yeah.
I figured we owed everybody a bit of music given how long it's been since the show has come up.
Yeah. I do want to, we should let people know about fairnews.com if you want to find out a little bit more about what's going on in the fair world. It's a good site. And also the Rescue Foundation, which is at rescuefoundation.com. That's R-E-S-C-U Foundation. It's a great organization helping a lot of the entertainers out at on the Renaissance Festival circuit. And the Renaissance Festival podcast compilation CD gives money to the Rescue Foundation. In fact, I just wrote another check to them just today.
Oh, fantastic.
So...
When was the last time that came out? That was...
the compilation?
Yeah, that was what, back in October?
That was 2007.
2007?
Yeah, I think... Is that right? No, 2008. 2000... Last year was 2009.
Hey, what year is it? Where are we?
I don't know. It's so confusing.
I feel like I should get back in a phone booth and go to the right year.
Right.
Actually, speaking of right years, have you seen the new Sherlock Holmes movie?
Oh, man, that's awesome. I loved it. It was brilliant.
It was fantastic. I know it's a little bit past the Renaissance era, but it was so Victorian and awesome. It scratched the anachronistic itch.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know what else I saw a preview for the other day is the new Robin Hood movie with Russell Crowe.
I haven't seen that. I haven't seen the previews for that. I heard about
that. They are making a new Robin Hood movie with Russell Crowe and whoever it was that directed The Gladiator.
Nice.
It looks incredible.
Now, admittedly, I saw the Wolfman previews, and I had this craving for, I don't know why, that looked really kind of cool.
It's supposed to be good. I mean, I haven't seen much about it. I still need to go see Avatar.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. I want to see that. I need to go see that in the next few days or something. That looks really, really cool.
Yeah, we actually tried to go the other evening, and it was completely sold out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so we had to go see
something
else.
Yeah, seems like it's getting a lot of cool response to it.
I think it's already like...
That's really awesome.
I think it's already like the third highest grossing film of all time or something like that. It's doing...
Really?
Yeah, it's doing really well. It made $1 billion. Since opening.
Oh my god.
And Titanic only made like $1.8 billion, so it's it's apparently going nuts.
Yeah. I think we should go straight into some of the finishing notes here. Like, you know, if you want to email us, music@renaissancefestivalmusic.com, Renfest Podcast in the subject line, because we'd like to hear your comments and suggestions and try to get back to them. Oh, did we already mention the Renaissance Festival Awards?
No, we did not.
Yet?
We did not.
We didn't. That's right. So Tony Artem is currently working on the Renaissance Festival Awards, which, you know, every fall you can vote for your favorites on the Renaissance Festival circuit, and all the votes are being tabulated as we speak, right this very minute, whatever time you're listening to it, even if it's next year, they're being tabulated this very minute, and. We're really up to date on that sort of stuff. In fact, by the time you get to the website, it'll be online. Well, no, maybe not quite there. But actually, we hope to have it out in February. So look for that in February. And we'll have a special show to highlight those Renaissance festivals, entertainers, musicians, fairs, vendors, and 1,000 other categories, because there are a lot more that came out this year. Tony picked out a whole bunch, and he's doing a great job pulling that together. And I think he also would like me to point out that there is a Facebook group for the podcast. He's running that, and it's like well over 1,000 people already on the Facebook group. So
I can't tell you how much that just blows my mind that many people actually listen to us. I think that's totally awesome.
Yeah.
And feel free to tell your friends, because we'd like to get your response, hear what you have to say about the show and get your feedback.
And we're really looking forward to emails other than, hey, where are the shows? It's been 2 months. And I realize that's not... Speaking of emails...
Innocently.
Tony actually sent out a very hilarious New Year's email. I don't know if you got that or not.
What was the email?
Tony sent out a Happy New Year email back on the 1st, thanking people for all the educational emails that they had sent him over the past year. Did you?
Oh, I missed that one.
It's actually hilarious, and I was thinking I would read it on here because I'm sure all of our listeners have had similar paranoid emails that have been sent to them. So this is from Tony, and it's absolutely priceless. So Happy New Year. Thank you all very much. I just wanted to thank all of you for your educational emails over the past year. I am totally screwed up now and have little chance of recovery. I no longer open a public bathroom door without using a paper towel. Or have them put lemon slices in my ice water without worrying about the bacteria on the lemon peel. I can't use a remote in a hotel room because I don't know what the last person was doing while flipping through the adult movie channels. I can't sit down on the hotel bedspread because I can only imagine what has happened on it since it was last washed. I have trouble shaking hands with someone who has been driving because the number one pastime while driving alone is picking one's nose, although cell phone usage may be taking the number one spot. Eating a little snack sends me on a guilt trip because I can only imagine how many gallons of trans fat I have consumed over the years. I can't touch any woman's purse for fear she has placed it on the floor of a public bathroom. I must send special thanks to whoever sent me the one about poop in the glue on envelope, because now I have to use a wet sponge with every envelope that needs sealing. Also, now I have to scrub the top of every can I open for the same reason. I no longer have any savings because I gave it all to a sick girl who is about to die in the hospital for the 1,387,258th time. I no longer have any money at all, but that will change once I receive the $15,000 that Bill Gates / Microsoft and AOL are sending me for participating in their special email program. I no longer worry about my soul because I have 363,214 angels looking out for me, and Saint Teresa's novena has granted my every wish. I no longer eat KFC because their chickens are actually horrible mutant freaks with no eyes or feathers. I no longer use cancer-causing deodorants, even though I smell like a water buffalo on a hot day. Thanks to you, I learned that my prayers only get answered if I forward an email to 7 of my friends and make a wish within 5 minutes. Because of your concern, I no longer drink Coca-Cola because it can remove toilet stains. I no longer can buy gasoline without taking someone along to watch the car so a serial killer won't crawl in my backseat when I'm pumping gas. I no longer drink Pepsi or Dr. Pepper, since the people who make those products are atheists who refuse to put under God on their cans. I no longer use Saran wrap in the microwave because it causes cancer. And thanks for letting me know I can't boil a cup of water in the microwave anymore because it will blow up in my face, disfiguring me for life. I no longer check the coin return on phone bays because I could be pricked with a needle infected with AIDS. I no longer go to shopping malls because someone will drug me with a perfume sample and rob me. I no longer receive packages from UPS or FedEx since they are actually Al-Qaeda in disguise. I no longer shop at Target since they are French and don't support our American troops or the Salvation Army. I no longer answer the phone because someone will ask me to dial a number for which I will get a phone bill which calls to Jamaica, Uganda, Singapore, and Uzbekistan. I no longer buy expensive cookies from Neiman Marcus since I now have their recipe. Thanks to you, I can't use anyone's toilet but mine, because a big brown African spider is lurking under the seat to cause me instant death when it bites my butt. And thanks to your great advice, I can't ever pick up $5 dropped in the parking lot because it was probably placed there by a sex molester waiting under my car to grab my leg. I can no longer drive my car because I can't buy gas from certain gas companies. I can't do any gardening because I'm afraid I'll get bitten by a brown recluse and my hand will fall off. If you don't send this email to at least 144,000 people in the next 70 minutes, a large dove with diarrhea will land on your head at 5 p.m. tomorrow afternoon, and the fleas from 12 camels will infest your back. causing you to grow a hairy hump. I know this will occur because it actually happened to a friend of my next-door neighbor's ex-mother-in-law's second husband's cousin's beauticians. Have a wonderful day. Oh, by the way, a German scientist from Argentina, after a lengthy study, has discovered that people with insufficient brain activity read their email with their hands on their mouth. Don't bother taking it off now. It's too late. Just thought I'd start the year off right. Tony. So that's a sampling of some of the emails that we normally don't read on the show, but that we all get, and I just thought people might appreciate that.
Yeah, I think now I need to get beaten, so.
Exactly. Let's go ahead and jump back into the music then.
BedlamBards.com, Beat Me, from their CD, Take Out the Trash.
Come beat me, you've not done it right if we're not black and blue. Oh, lassie, come beat me, come beat me. Oh, lassie, come tie me up too. Oh, lassie, come beat me. You're not on it right, we're not black and blue.
A man walked into a chandler's shop, some candles for to buy. And when he walked into the shop, nobody did he spy. And so he turned upon his heel and toward the door he sped, when he heard the sound of a right above his head. Yes, he heard the sound of a right above his head. Now this young man was a bold young man, so up the stairs he sped. And very surprised was he to find the chandler's wife in bed. And with her was another young man of very considerable size, and they were having a right before his eyes. Yes, they were having a right before his eyes. Now when the fun was over and done, she lifted up her head, and very surprised was she to find a man beside her bed. If you would keep my secret, sir, if you would be so kind, then you can come up for a whenever you feel inclined. Yes, you can come up for a whenever you feel inclined. So all you fine young men, take heed whenever you go to town, that if you leave your woman at home, be sure to tie her down. Ooh. And if you would be kind to her, just lay her out on the floor and give her so much of that she won't want any more. Yes, give her so much of that she won't want any more.
And that was Queen Anne's Lace with the Chandler's Wife. From Fair to Stormy Weather, find them at qalace.com. And I think we're going to finish up the show. So,
yeah.
RenaissanceFestivalMusic.com. Tell your friends. Get the word out there. And we'll keep on putting out some great shows for you. Right, Joe?
Yes, indeed. I was looking over the show notes, and it seems like we've averaged about 20 shows for the past 5 years, you know, per year, pretty consistently.
Is that right?
Yeah, give or take.
Nice. Yeah.
So That is normally, you know, close to 2 a month, which I think is pretty decent. We're going to try to make it more than that. We will see.
Yep. We shall see. So, meantime, let's finish up the show.
All right.
What's the last song?
Well, the last song is Jesse Linder with The Coachman's Whip from Easy and Free. And I actually have to update the link here. Jesse has a... I actually pulled an old... This is his Crossroads. I'll put that in. You can find out more about Jesse at whatever link I insert here.
Yes.
Before we go, though, we want to thank everyone who listens to this podcast and tells their friends. Thanks to you who do email us. And all of you who post on our message board at renaissancefestival.com. As always, a very special thanks to those who financially support the podcast by making donations or through your purchases in the Renaissance Festival Podcast Music Store on CD Baby. A very special thanks to John B. for maintaining the MySpace page, renaissancefestival.com, and modernbard.org. And I guess we should also give a very special thanks to Tony for maintaining the Facebook page.
Exactly, yes, definitely.
And as always, so, the Renaissance Festival Podcast was produced by Mark Gunn, Kristen Roger, and Joe Haydu. If you like it, please visit our show notes at renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about all the artists who make the music happen. Show your support by telling your friends about them.
Yep, and let's put on Jesse, and we hope you all have a great 2010. We'll talk to you soon. Sláinte.
I once took a job as a coachman. Me money was paid in advance. I then took a trip down to London. From there I crossed over to France. There I met a charming young lady who addressed me and said with a smile, "Young man, I'm in need of a coachman to drive me in the old-fashioned style." Oh, she was such a charming young lady, and a lady of highest renown. And I, being a dashing young coachman, I drove her 10 times round the town. She then took me down in the cellar and filled me with whiskey so quick. I hadn't been there many moments when she asked for a look at me whip. She held it, she viewed it a moment, and then laid it down with a smile. Young man, by the look and the length of your slash, you could drive the best part of 10 miles. Oh, she was such a charming young lady, and a lady of highest renown. And I, being a dashing young coachman, I drove her 10 times round the town. She bid me get up to the chaise box, so I climbed right up to the seat. 3 swishes I gave with me cracker, and drove her straight down the high street. I handled my whip with good judgment until I was up to her ways. But the very first turn that I gave on the wheel, I broke the mainspring on her chaise. Oh, she was such a charming young lady, and a lady of highest renown. And I, being a dashing young coachman, I drove her 10 times round the town. When my mistress grew tired or grew weary, she'd call me to stop for a rest. Then she'd shout for her serving maid Sally, the girl that I love second best. Now Sally, we've got a good coachman, he understands driving in style. While the spring on me chase is repairing, I'll let him drive you for a while. Oh, she was such a charming young lady, and a lady of highest renown. And I, being a dashing young coachman, I drove her 10 times round the town. Oh, she was such a charming young lady, and a lady of highest renown. And I, being a dashing young coachman, I drove her 10 times, was it 15 or 20? I drove her 10 times around the town.